This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm extremely excited about our guest today. You guys have heard me talk about the 12-week year and how that's been transformational in our business and our life. And we have an expert today. She's a business productivity coach, certified 12-week year trainer, Teresa McCloy. Welcome to the program today.
Thanks, Derek. It's exciting to be here with you and your audience today.
I want to read a little bit about your background, a business productivity coach. You partner with your clients to help them stop being productive and do what matters. You're a recovering workaholic who was addicted to all the latest apps, software, and best-selling books on productivity. And now you're passionate about helping business leaders and entrepreneurs to assess their habits and execute an individualized productivity system for doing more of what matters. So give me a little bit. I'm excited about talking about the productivity and do what matters, stopping being productive and do what matters. That's awesome. And you're going to have to explain that. But let's step back a little bit and let's kind of tell me about your background and then what got you to where you are here today.
Yeah, I would love to. My background is pretty entrepreneur heavy. Started some retail businesses back in my 20s, had a retail clothing store on my own. I ran a music studio for quite some time that I also started from scratch. I was the kid who sold the cards door to door, you know, when they were like in fifth grade, if you remember those days.
Oh, yeah.
The greeting cards, some people might not remember that, but I was that kid. So it's kind of always been in my blood to start my own business and just run with that. The past probably 15 years, I've spent in more of the ministry space and in some production and some things in ministry space, but really heavy technology, entrepreneur, marketing. I really like the space of trying something new all the time, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. But, you know, when we want to change careers like every 10 years. Right. But that's why I've ended in the coaching space. I absolutely love it. I love walking with clients and helping them to really find what matters. That's a part of my story. About 5 years ago, I hit that wall, you know, where I was ready to change. And gosh, what's this pattern of behavior that I keep coming up against? And
right.
So I had to look at that pretty heavy and did a lot of work and really looked at that workaholic pattern that I had in my life and had to look hard at why was I trying to be so productive. And so that phrase, stop being productive, sometimes we just need to take a breath and really find out what's the values in your life, what matters to you, so that we don't come to, you know, that retirement stage and go, oh, I wished I would have.
Right. Yeah. And I've seen that. And then I've seen total burnout.
Absolutely.
One or the other. And so, yeah, that's great. And we need to be reminded of that. There are some days, you know, I'm a busy entrepreneur as well. And I share your affliction for that type of wiring since
yes.
a young age as well. I was doing similar things in the music space and hustling door to door and all mm-hmm. those things. And it's just what I've always known. But there have been a few times of late, the last few years, where I look at my wife and say, do we need to be this busy?
Mm-hmm.
Do we, and we've got a small, young family, and do we need to, why do we always feel like we have to always be productive? I can't find me sitting down hardly. Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.